In Sri Lanka this morning, government soldiers launched a pre-dawn attack across front lines in the north of the country. Yesterday, a former Tamil Tiger rebel militia group swept local elections in eastern Sri Lanka. The Karuna group, which is now allied with the government, took 53% of the votes cast in Batticaloa yesterday, giving it 11 of the 19 seats on the municipal council. The government has billed the vote, which is the first in 14 years, as a first step toward restoring order in a region long dominated by the Tamil insurgents and only taken by the government forces last year. However, spokesman Jehan Pereira of the Regional Center for Strategic Studies in Colombo says the election results are unlikely to bring peace to the nation anytime soon.
What this means is not necessarily that the conflict is going to come to an end, because the LTTE, which is fighting against the government forces, has had no truck at all with these elections, and they would criticize their breakaway faction, the TMVP, for having joined the government without getting anything. Because the Tamil insurrection began 30, 40 years ago because of unfulfilled Tamil expectations about what they should have in a democratic Sri Lanka. And there has been almost no reform by the government. So the TMVP is joining the government without getting the Tamil people what they originally fought for. Now, the LTTE continues that fight. So it is unlikely that the LTTE would, at this time, wish to contest elections. However, the government's thinking is that if the government puts sufficient pressure on the LTTE, that maybe the LTTE will break in the north, just as they broke in the east. And maybe a faction of the LTTE might wish to join forces with the government. And this election shows that if any militant group stops fighting the government, then they can come into the mainstream. That is the message the government tried to give through these elections.